Today we're doing our retiring teachers episode.
All right, guys. It's Ella.
It's Kate.
And welcome back. We're here with
McKenna.
We got Miss McKenna Sontag. She's a champ at this now.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So maybe you should start this time.
Okay. Has Mr. Hindman or Ms. Hobson made an impact on your experience at AHS?
Yes, I think both of them have made an impact on me as a student and as an athlete. I've had both of them as coaches and teachers.
So what are your feelings on them retiring?
Both of them have been here for a super long time, and I think that both of them have made an impact on multiple generations in this district, and it's going to be hard losing someone that's been here so long and had such a long-lasting impact.
Do you have a favorite memory from one of their classes?
In Ms. Hobson's class, I had a lot of fun with labs. We got to do a lot of hands-on work with the science that we did in her class, and I had a lot of friends in there, so the labs were super fun.
Do you have any about Hinsman? Do you remember just anything that stood out to you about his class?
In Mr. Hinsman's, we had a lot of fun speakers come talk to us. We had a lot of hands-on stuff with war, and we got to see a lot of examples and have speakers come from all over.
Yeah, I like when Hinsman gets off topic.
Mm-hmm. Same, like, I like when favorite. It gets a little personal.
Yeah, like the lore you would find out about his life is like insane. Like
his stories that he 100% makes up were my favorite part of his class, and he would admit to making them up. And, but it made you comprehensive so much better, just like having an example, even if it's fake.
Well, because there was like one time he was talking about how back in Minnesota or wherever, him and his wife were like freshly married, and the rest of like the place he worked for put in. To like put like stock into some like tractor company, and then that tractor company, he was the only one who didn't do it because he thought it was too risky. Then that tractor company got bought out by like John Deere, and they all made bank, and he didn't.
I remember that.
And he was like, and that was the same day he told us about how he used to be a gold miner in Alaska.
He used to tell us how he was like in the MLB and stuff, and everyone believed him. And I was just staring at him. I'm like, you've never told me this before.
No.
And then he's like, 100%. No, I actually wasn't. And everyone was like, what?
Yeah, he's just a little liar, but it makes fun times when he just tells his little lies.
And they're so interesting, and then they're all relevant somehow. He literally brings them all back, and I'm like, what?
I'm just like, how did you make this work? Yeah, like, we're talking about, like, freaking samurais killing themselves, and you somehow bring this back? And I'm like, how the heck? Thank you so much for joining us, McKenna.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Peace out, girlies.
Thank you so much to Anna and Aubrey for interviewing Mr. Hinsman and Mrs. Hobson for us.
All right.
Okay.
Are you asking the questions?
Yes.
Okay.
How long have you worked at AHS?
Oh, let's see. I've been teaching in Atlantic for 38 years. I believe the past 25 have been here at the high school. But before that, I taught in Atlantic 7th grade geography at, at that time, it was the junior high, and then it was in what's Schuler now, but it also then moved over to the old high school and then out here. So, all in all, I think I've been here 38 years.
Jeez. All right. What has been your favorite memory while working at AHS?
Oh boy, there's been a whole bunch of different memories. I can't really put my finger on just one of it. Of course, I've always enjoyed seeing my former students out in the community and different places and be introduced to their spouses and their children and everything else. It's, I guess the memory is the impact that you have on students long after they've left the school. But, I think one of my top memories has to be the three trips that the softball teams made to Fort Dodge to the state tournament.
Okay, what are your feelings about retiring?
Well, it's kind of bittersweet a little bit. You know, I'm certainly going to miss all the great people that I've worked with and all the wonderful students that I've had. Probably 4,000 or 5,000 that have went through the door in and out of the class over the 38 years that I've been here. I guess the one thing is with my family living in Minnesota and my children not living in Iowa anymore, I've had because of work and things that I've done at the school, I've missed out on a lot of those things, and I just decided I wasn't going to miss out on any of the family things anymore.
What are your plans for retirement?
That's a good question. I really don't have any plans necessarily. I'm going to try to leave my options open as much as possible, but I can guarantee you there'll be more travel, more hunting, and more fishing involved in it.
Do you have any regrets while working here?
All the way back in 1986 when I first accepted employment here at Atlantic Community Schools, I certainly don't regret that. Atlantic's been a great place to raise kids and raise a family and to live all those years. Literally met thousands of great people, some of them who I worked with, some of them who were students in my class. And I do believe that Atlantic is a quality school district. It combines high academic standards with meeting the individual needs of each and every student. So who wouldn't want to work in that type of educational environment?
That's it.
Thank you.
How long have you worked at AHS?
This is 40 years here at Atlantic High School.
What has been your favorite memory while working at AHS?
You know, I'm not one to pick out, I guess, an overall favorite. There's been too many of them over the course of those years. Most of them have centered around the students, naturally, and it's just been extremely neat to watch the students develop over the years and see them out in the community afterwards being successful and what they've chosen for their career paths once they've gotten out of high school, and thinking about them, or rethinking about them as they were sitting here in ninth grade science over the course of the years.
What are your feelings about retiring?
I'm definitely very apprehensive about it. You know, school's basically been my life, so I'm not a person with a lot of hobbies. I guess it'll come one day at a time, and I'm sure I'm gonna sub for a little bit, a few years afterwards, and just kind of go from there.
What are your plans for retirement?
Well, like I just said, I'm at this point not real sure. Gonna take it day by day, and we do hope to do a little bit of traveling from time to time. And I guess the big part there, the nice part, will be being able to just decide, let's take off and go someplace, and being able to go.
Do you have any regrets while working here?
Absolutely not. This has been a great place to be. I know when I first came to Atlantic back in 84, I came here from Des Moines, and so was used to big schools, and really thought at that time I'd probably be here a couple years and then I'd go back towards the city schools again. And 2 years went by, then 4 years went by, and pretty soon it's, you just decide the small town life is great, and the school system has been wonderful. It's always been a school where you're encouraged to try new things, and the administration has been very supportive of that.
Thank you so much, Ms. Hobson.
Is that good?
Yep, perfect.
All right, welcome back to The Point, guys. It's Ella.
It's Kate.
And we're here with...
Corbin Johnson. That wasn't funny.
I like to bully Corbin, guys.
That wasn't funny.
Twerd in the chat. Okay. Anyway, let's get started. So our first question is, has Mr. Hensman or Mrs. Hobson made an impact on your experience at AHS?
Yes. Mrs. Hobson definitely has my freshman year. I didn't have as good of a connection with Mr. Hensman, but Mrs. Hobson, she was great. I'm a first year science teacher. She made sure to actually help her students. She actually cared about her students. She wanted us to do the best we could.
Amazing. Good answer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, love.
He already elaborated.
Yeah, we're going to have to like brainstorm more questions because that's
going to
be
four.
Three questions.
Yeah. Well, what are your feelings on both of them retiring?
Oh gosh. They've been here a while. They deserve a break from our bull crap. Especially the younger ones coming up. We're just getting worse and worse as time goes on.
Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be sad, but they need their break too from us, and
they're
on the next chapter of their life.
What has been your favorite memory from one of their classes?
Oh, Mrs. Hobson's. I'll do both. I'll do both for this one. Mrs. Hobson, freshman year, she misheard me. I was talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and she thought I said the F word instead of Buccaneers. So she looked at me confused and questioned me about what I said, and I was scared to death thinking I said something bad. But then I realized I just said Buccaneers instead of...
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, my God. I love her. She's such a...
Mr. Hinsman's class have to be all his stories. He had some good moments.
Oh yeah, he does. He just likes to go on his little tangents. Like he told me he was like a gold miner.
Yeah, or something. Up in Alaska.
Yeah, up in Alaska. He was a gold miner.
Oh, gold miner.
He was like a gold miner, and I'm just like the lore he's given us. It's like insane.
I love his class.
And I love it.
They're my favorite classes ever.
Yeah, Mrs. Hobson's nickname from Shaley Carey was Hobby Lobby.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's adorable. I miss that girl. She's such a sweetie pie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add about either of those teachers? Like a farewell, I'll miss you.
Oh, yes. Mr. Hinsman and Mrs. Hobson, you guys will be missed. Yes, by... I would assume hopefully all the students in AHS and the staff members as well. I can't think of anything else to say for that. It's just, yep.
Have a good time in retirement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Live, laugh, love.
Don't party too hard.
Prosper. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, Corbin.
You're welcome.
See you next time, AHS.
And that's a wrap on our retiring teachers episode.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.